Daddy? Are you awake? Of course it's me. I know it's dark here, but who else calls you Daddy but me? And we're the only two people here. I can't sleep, Daddy. I'm scared. It's the dinosaurs underneath our treehouse. They keep roaring and scratching at the tree. Are the dinosaurs gonna eat us, Daddy? I just can't sleep when I'm worried about stuff like that. I need my big, strong daddy. I know your bed isn't all that big, and it's barely a bed, just a pile of leaves covered with some blankets and stuff. But there's room for both of us on it if we cuddle. Thank you, Daddy. Let me slip in next to you under the top blanket. There. Much better. No, I'm not wearing anything, Daddy. You know how hot and humid it is this far in the past? I'm completely naked, and even then I'm sweating a little. You can probably tell when my body brushes up against you. There's no way I could sleep with even underwear on like this, even if the dinosaurs making noise didn't keep me awake. But it's pitch black in here, so you can't see anything. I don't wear much more during daylight anyway, just that jungle girl outfit I made out of furs and what was left of my school blue uniform. That doesn't cover a whole lot, but even when it's too warm most of the time, and since we're almost 100 million years away from the nearest air conditioning, I just have to do what I can. No, don't apologize again, Daddy. It's not your fault we're stuck in the past. I'm the one who accidentally turned on your time machine and sent us back here. I should apologize to you. And it's not your fault you can't figure out why the time machine won't work now. I know you spend most of your time trying to fix it, but we've been here for weeks now. We got this little treehouse fort we live in. It doesn't have a lot of room, especially with the time machine here, but we can expand it, and it keeps us safe from the dinosaurs. We really should start planning for the future, Daddy. Not the future we came from. Our future, here in the past. We might be stuck here for a long time, Daddy. Maybe for the rest of our lives. You're still pretty young, and I'm far younger. That could be a very long time for both of us. Or maybe the dinosaurs get us tomorrow. We just don't know. But whether we live decades or just one more day, there's one thing I know for sure. I don't want to die a virgin. Daddy, I know what I'm saying. If we were back in the present, I wouldn't think of saying such a thing, but it's just the two of us trapped in the past. If we don't get the time machine fixed, I'll never see another boy in my life, and you'll never see another woman. I'll never get to be a mommy, you'll never get to be a grandfather. I've already been the only real woman in your life for years anyway. I've taken care of you for so long. I've been like a wife to you, except in the most important way. It's not illegal, Daddy. Not because I'm your daughter or because I'm too young. Those laws won't be created for millions of years yet. They have no power over us here. There's no one to tell us what is wrong but us. And I think it would be more wronger to spend the rest of our lives without love than to worry about silly laws and rules from cultures that haven't been created yet. Yes, we might get back to the future. I know you're going to keep working on fixing the time machine. And if we do, then we can stop making love with each other and pretend none of it ever happened. No one has to know, because I know I'll never tell. And if you do feel guilty about us, at this point you could just travel back in time and stop it all from happening in the first place, couldn't you? So this is really a no-lose situation for you. Either you get to have sex with your cute little daughter, consequence-free, for the rest of your life in the past, or if we fix the time machine, you can undo it all if you like. Maybe my little hand will make the decision easier, reaching into your boxers. You're already hard, despite how you keep arguing against what I'm saying. Is it my words that have made you hard, Daddy? Or is it my body brushing against you from time to time, and the knowledge that I'm naked? Or the combination of the two, knowing that you could have this body as your own? See, Daddy? My saying that makes you ever harder. I can feel the blood rushing into your penis. Let me take your hand and show you what all of this is doing to me. I told you, Daddy. I'm all wet from thinking about this, about having my daddy's cock inside of me. The more I think about it, the more my pussy gets wet, so that it'll be easier for you to do it. My daddy's penis could probably just slide right into my tight little hole so easily right now. I bet it would barely hurt when you took my virginity, and then it would feel so good afterward. Let me pull your boxers off, Daddy. I can feel how warm you're getting. And it lets me move my hands up and down you now. That feels good, doesn't it? Your cock doesn't care that it's your daughter's hand. It's as good as any other woman's. And my pussy will be just as good as any other woman's, too. Probably even better, because I'm younger and it's never been used before. But I want you to use it. Use my pussy or my mouth or my butt. Use any part of me that you want, Daddy. Let me lie on my back and you can just roll on top of me. You still got your hand on my pussy. Can you tell how it opens up a little as I spread my long legs for you? My body's all hot and sweaty now, Daddy, but now the temperature's beginning to drop. I need your body close to me and on top of me to keep me warm. That's it, Daddy. No, you're not too heavy. I like the feel of you on top of me, pressing down on me. But it's not enough. I want you inside of me. And you want to be inside of me. We both know that. It's dark, so let me help you. See, your cock is lined up right against my little pussy. I can trace the tip of your cock up and down my slit. I can even push it in a little. I'm so wet now, although I think some of that is from you. I could feel the pre-cum on your cock when I was stroking it. We're both so ready now. But you need to be the one to put it in me. You've got all the leverage, all the strength, and I want to wrap my arms around you as you do it. No, it's okay, Daddy. Keep pushing. I'm the one who started this, remember? I need it so badly, and it would be mean of you to stop when I'm so ready and we're so close. So just keep pushing. We did it. Daddy, we're making love. Your cock is inside of your daughter's pussy after all these years. And it feels so good, doesn't it? It will feel even better when I get used to it. Move around a little, Daddy. I'll open my legs even more. Oh, yes, Daddy. You're so gentle with your little girl. Even if we do return to the future, I don't think I could have lost my virginity to a better man. No one else would be so careful with me. No other man would care so much for my comfort and my pleasure. And only a daughter could care this much about how her daddy feels. I want to be the best lover you ever had, Daddy. Better even than Mommy was. I want my pussy to squeeze in all the right ways around you. And move just right when you move. So tell me when I'm doing good, Daddy. It's the only way I'm going to learn. How's that, Daddy? I heard you moan, so you must have liked it. I'll keep doing it and try another thing. You just keep doing those same things to me. Keep fucking your little girl and make her into your little woman. I can't stop my legs, Daddy. They want to wrap around you and pull you deeper into me. And if you want to fuck me harder, you can do it, Daddy. I'm not like one of my dolls. I won't break if you're too rough with me. But not too rough. Not for my first time, at least. Oh, yes. Harder is good, Daddy. So very, very good. You're making this so wonderful for me. I can tell I'm going to have my very first orgasm, Daddy. And it's going to be from my own father's cock and his cum. No, you have to come inside me, Daddy. It's not like we have any protection here, and it's only a matter of time before you can accidentally come in me anyway. They said in school that pulling out isn't effective. And you wanted to be a grandfather. I want to be a mother. It's up to us to populate the human race, even if it changes the future. So don't slow down. Go faster. Fuck your little girl faster, Daddy. Harder. I'm ready for my orgasm and your cum. I'm ready to be your woman and your wife, but no matter what, I'll always be your daughter. Oh, God, you're coming, Daddy. I can feel it inside of me. I'm coming too. Oh, Daddy, that felt so good. To have you make love to me. To have you come inside me. No, don't feel guilty. It's what we both wanted, Daddy, and I'm the one who started it. Don't feel guilty about us being stuck in the past, Daddy. That really wasn't your fault. Well, I might have pushed those buttons on purpose. I needed to get you alone, Daddy, and I needed to keep you there, which is why I rewired the flux capacitor when we got here. It looks like it's in there correctly, but the wires are backwards. You could fix it in a minute if you wanted to. Or we could just spend some more time here in the past, making love with you teaching me all of that sex, Daddy. Kind of like a honeymoon.